Welcome to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And Greg didn't get arrested, so we're not talking to him from jail.
Yeah, no arrest. So, you know, I guess a successful trip as long as I didn't end up in a prison in Texas.
I mean, some would say that's not a successful trip, though.
I guess. Do you think all the jails and stuff in prison, all the jails, fuck, all the jails in Texas, you think they all have central AC?
Probably. I would say most of them do. Like, I would say the city ones do.
I was just about to say I hope, but then again, I don't know, maybe I don't. I mean, I guess if I ever had to go to one, I guess I would hope it did, but, because that's got to be gross.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, there's probably some small towns in Texas that don't have it.
Yeah. That sounds very not pleasant.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look this up. Do all Texas prisons... Actually, let's say jails. Jails. Because prisons are for...
Federal shit.
Well, prisons are like the big house.
Well, federal.
But I would imagine for the state ones that they would have to. Oh, no. Okay, maybe not for the prisons. Let's see. This is from the New York Times from last year. Two lawsuits challenge the lack of air conditioning in Texas prisons.
Nice.
But for one segment of the population, there is literally no escape from triple-digit temperatures state prison inmates. Only 21 of the 111 prisons overseen by the Texas Department of by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, I was assuming it would be of corrections, but no, the state prison agency are fully air-conditioned. Many of the prisons that do have air conditioning in areas where medical services or educational programs are provided to inmates do not offer it in the sections where they live.
Uh-huh. You know, I can't say that I'm that surprised.
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. That's not very many.
Let's see. An appeal is pending in a lawsuit initially filed in 2008 by a former inmate claiming that 54 prisoners were exposed to Death Valley-like conditions at a South Texas prison where the heat index exceeded 126 degrees for 10 days indoors. Wow. And several inmates at other prisons died of heat-related causes last summer.
Huh.
A lawsuit was filed Tuesday in one of those deaths. Texas has long had a reputation for running some of the toughest prisons in the country.
No.
So it's a good thing that you didn't go there.
Yeah.
They accused prison officials of failing to supply enough fans, ventilation, and water, and refusing to follow local and national prison standards. All right, you know, I don't know if they necessarily need to provide air conditioning, but I feel like they should have
ventilation and water.
Ventilation and water, yeah.
Okay, I would agree with that. Even if it's like the worst of the worst criminals, I think that, I mean, if you're going to keep them in there, you know, if you're going to make the effort to keep them alive and keep them in prison for however long it is, you should probably keep them alive and give them at least somewhat bearable conditions.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care. Like, as far as them being uncomfortable, I really don't give a shit. You know, if it's 90, like, whatever. Even if it's 100, whatever. But if they don't have water, that's a little not good.
As a result, the agency takes a number of steps to assist inmates, Mr. Clark said, and he disputed the criticisms of inmates and their lawyers about inadequate fans, water, and ventilation. On hot summer days, he said, prison officials restrict outdoor activity, provide frequent water breaks, allow additional showers, permit inmates to wear shorts, and increase airflow by using blowers normally used to move warm air in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't
know. Oh, okay. Interesting. All right, so I mean, again, we're glad that you didn't get arrested.
Yeah, and saw some cool shit, you know, per usual stuff that, you know, I wish we had up here, like all the awesome fast food chains, like Whataburger. which was awesome. Speaking of food, I went to a place in South Dallas, Southwest Dallas. Anyways, it was like right, it was outside of downtown, and it was called Sunny Brian's. And I guess some like people from the Food Network had stopped in there or whatever. So it was online and, you know, for some people suggesting you stop by. And this place was such a pit, but like in the exact way that you want it to be. Like, it just had like these old concrete floors. The place was made out. It was like old wood. The bathrooms were outside. Like, you had to go out of the place and then into another little door for the bathroom. It was awesome. Like, the area where you sat was like benches on the side of the, it was on the walls. Along the walls was the benches. And then there was these little, it was like you were in school. There was like these little table things that came out and then around for each person.
Okay.
And like, that's how you were supposed to eat, which I didn't do. We went out in, they had an outside with picnic benches as well, even though it was fucking hot as hell. But, it was so good. Like, the, you know, they got the big smoker there and everything. And, I had ribs and pulled pork, and nice. It was delicious. And the guys running the place were hysterical. Like, you gave your initials with your meal so they can call you out.
Yeah.
And they're just like, the guy had a joke for every single person's initials. It was great. Some guy had the initials JG. So he's like, JG Wentworth. Come and get your food. Just like he had something for everyone. It was great. But yeah, it was delicious. It was exactly what I wanted to go, the kind of barbecue I wanted that nice. I can't get up here, you know?
Yeah.
I saw a billboard with a waterfall.
Okay.
I don't have the picture myself. My sister took the picture, and I need her to send it to me. It was a Coors Light billboard in downtown Dallas. And in the middle, and you know, on one side it's got like a can, on the other side it's like cold as the Rockies or whatever. And then in the middle of the billboard, it was huge. There was rocks and water flowing down the billboard. Like real water.
Wow. So it was like a so they had actual just water coming down the billboard.
Yeah, it was like a legit waterfall. And then, you know, I assume that it collected it at the bottom and then pumped it back up, you know, for recycling purposes.
Yeah.
But no, it was a waterfall on a billboard.
But it was for Coors Light?
Yeah, it was for Coors Light.
I don't understand the
Rocky Mountain fresh water, sir.
Oh, okay. It's used to.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I guess so. I thought they were comparing Coors Light to water because.
Which is not a. Yeah. You don't want to do that because a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I feel like that would draw a bad comparison, but.
Well, I don't know. It was a pretty, pretty cool billboard. I got to get the picture. I'll put it up on the tweet.
That's the kind of stuff you need to take video of, so
that
you can put it up on Vine.
That's true. Yeah, I guess I didn't know. I don't know about this Vine.
I knew about it, but it finally came out for the Android. It was only for the iPhone, and I was like, I should figure out what this is. So. Yeah. So now I know what it is, but I was looking at some Vine videos yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's some people just shouldn't be on Vine.
Why? What are they doing?
All right. So it's like Instagram and Twitter, and that you can have a hashtag for a topic.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the hashtag Game of Thrones because that was trending. Now, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what happened on Sunday?
No, I don't.
All right, because everybody's talking about it. And I guess people that have read the books were big into it. It's the ending of Game of Thrones, without trying to spoil it for you, is very violent, and a lot of stuff happens. Like, a lot of world-altering stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
So some people were very upset about that. So if you go on Vine and look at hashtag Game of Thrones, there's a lot of people taking video of themselves, like, crying and just, yelling about it, and then...
Oh, like the kind of like the YouTube reaction videos.
Yeah, they're all 6 seconds long though, and and then it loops, and it's just weird, and like it's people making weird faces, and I don't know. I mean, I'm on Vine, but I don't know if I want to be on Vine.
Yeah, you're begrudgingly on Vine.
I went on it and I created an account just to check it out. I don't know how many Vine videos I'll ever actually make or how much I'll really look at it. Hmm. Except for Jim Norton's Vine videos, which make me laugh every time.
Yeah.
Because he does his Chip character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so they're always only 6 seconds?
Yeah, it's only 6 seconds long. I guess they can be shorter, but I don't know why you would want to make a shorter one.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you're just not funny or anything and you have even less to say.
Yeah, and then I was looking at videos that were like, that appear to be, how can I put this nicely? What appears to be many shirtless gay young gentlemen doing selfies in the mirror, but of Vine videos.
Nice. I guess.
It's really weird. The only funny selfie one that I saw was, I think, a spoof of something else, and he's rolling it, and he goes, "Selfie Tuesday," and then it cuts to him like looking in the mirror, and then there's like a guy in like a mask with a giant knife behind him, and he just screams. that one kind of made me laugh, but the rest I was like, "This is really weird. I don't know what I'm looking at."
Selfie Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing too now.
Oh, I will not get into that. I hope not. You'll see me doing it in about a week.
Yeah, there's another good guy on there. The guy that was on Mad TV, what's his name? Paul Sasso? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me double check and make sure I'm not making that up. But, yeah, I think that's him. Nope, maybe that's not him. You know what, let me just go on Vine, because I follow him on there. But he does pretty good ones, too. There you go. But, like, his latest one is a tombstone, and he looks at... Then he pulls himself into the camera and goes, "My neighbor George was a good man." And then it cuts to him, like, walking up to a cliff, and he goes, "He's buried down there." Oh, Will Sasso.
Will Sasso, okay.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was Paul, but Paul brings up other weird people. Yeah. Yeah, he was on Mad TV.
Hey, cool shirt.
Oh, shit. Okay. But, oh, and he also did the Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions while driving.
Sounds like it could be entertaining.
I don't know if you saw that video.
No.
That's pretty good. Somebody strung them all together, and there's a video on YouTube. How do we get there? I don't know.
Billboard, Coors Light, taking video of it.
Yeah, okay.
Vine.
So, all right. So anything else happened on your trip besides you seeing a Coors Light billboard that struck your fancy?
All right, don't pretend like it wasn't cool.
No, well, I don't know yet, but I'm sure it's very cool. But
it was as cool as the Rockies. It was all right. Well, no, I mean the barbecue place, and I don't know. I hung out with the family a lot, you know. Spent time at the pool, so I mean that's not like exciting. You know, ate a lot of steak.
Nice.
ate catfish. You know, it was Texas. Like, I, you know, stuff that's pretty normal there, I guess. I don't know. What the hell else did I do? I drove around a lot. It was my first rental car.
Now, did you get the insurance?
No, I did not get the insurance.
Okay.
Because, well, can't your, isn't your regular insurance, can't that cover you?
I don't know.
I don't know, something like that. So, well, because they were like, do you need the insurance? And I was like, and my mom was like, no, you don't need the insurance. Your insurance should cover you. And I was like, okay. But then again, my mother doesn't know what kind of a policy I have. I got like the cheapest, shittiest policy possible because I don't want to spend that much per month.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't, but whatever. I didn't bash up the car, so it's all right. And they actually did have my car there, so I didn't have to go all Seinfeld on them. And it was nice. It was a Chrysler 200. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these.
Have you heard about these Chrysler 200?
I'm not really into the Chryslers much, but this was a very nice car.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna look up the Chrysler 200.
Go look it up.
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting it to be a little more old man-ish, but it wasn't that bad.
Nice.
Well, it was good though because, like, in that area, you got to do a lot of driving,
right?
Because going from one town to the next is like, it's a long trip, you know. Even going just a little ways, you know, here-wise, I'll take like 40 minutes. So I did spend a decent amount of time in that car. But, you know, it was pretty good. I got some cool stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I mainly just visited family. So that's not exciting. My 93-year-old aunt's still kicking. That's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Always good.
Yeah.
Now, you had a tweet before that I wanted to ask you about. Let me see. Just watched a girl on my plane record a video of the plane landing and giving her own commentary about the proximity of the ocean.
Yeah.
I would like to know more about this idiot.
So, it was yesterday, and we're coming back into Boston, and as I'm sure everyone knows, Boston is right on the water, but when you fly into Boston, the airport is, like, in the water. Like, it sticks out into the water. So when you're landing, you're always right over the water, and then at the last second, like, the land shows up, and you touch down. So she's, like, going nuts, looking out the window the entire time that we're on our descent into Boston, and she's just, you know, like, jumping around.
How old is she?
I don't know, mid-20s?
Okay.
Like, she was, that's the thing. Like, if she was 8 years old or 10 years old, like, I would have been like, yeah, all right, I get it. But she was all jacked up about this. And I'm like, okay. And not like in a, because some people get a little weirded out by the water when you're landing, but it wasn't that. She was just really excited. And so she's jumping around, and we're getting right down to the ground, and she starts taking a video with her iPhone. And on top of that, she starts giving commentary. She's like, here we are landing in Boston. Oh my God, look how close the ocean is. It is right there. And I look at my mother, and my mother just bursts out laughing. And the girl immediately stops taking the video and puts her phone away.
How close were you to her? Were you guys in the same row?
No, she was in the row right. She was right in front of me. She was in the seat in front of me, and my mom was next to me.
And you could see her taking the video with her.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because I could see like to her window, like between her seat and the wall.
Oh, okay.
So I could see her taking the video, and I could hear her commentary, and oh, it was just too good. And I mean, the best part is that I bet she's just doing that for her own self-satisfaction. Like, who's she sending that to?
You know what? She probably has a YouTube channel with that she has with her friends.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, you know what? Hang on. Let's see. I'm gonna pull up YouTube and I'm gonna search. Can you search by like time in like when it was last uploaded? I feel like
I'm not
can.
Sure.
Landing in. Let's just put landing in Boston. Filters. Upload dates. Let's try this week. I don't know. Some of these are really long.
It definitely wasn't that long. I mean, it couldn't have been more than 30 seconds, if that. Unless she's stringing it together with other video.
Yeah. Well, that requires her having some kind of, you know, ability.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, well, maybe she has like a piss video of herself in the plain bathroom and she's tying them all together. Here we go. Golden showers. I'm stupid. I wanted to just stand up and look and just be like, shut up. Shut up.
What are you doing with your life?
And the other thing was like, we just came from Philadelphia. So, like, we weren't – I mean, I don't know where she started her journey, but we weren't that far from the ocean there. I mean, like what? Like 50 miles maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's not far.
I don't know.
No,
I
can't.
I know it's on a river. It's not on the ocean, but anyways, I don't know where she came from, but she was all jacked up about the ocean and about how the airport was so close to the water.
There's a lot of airports close to water.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, go up and down the East and West Coast. Most of the airports are probably near the water.
What an idiot. Mean,
yeah, I know. She's dumb. I don't like her. But then again, I don't like most people.
Yeah, that's true.
There was this woman and her kid on our flight from Texas to Philly. And
the baby took a shit and she took a video of it.
No.
Look how watery it is.
Oh, it's so close to me. The two of them would not shut up. Like, they kept talking and talking to this poor guy that was sitting next to the kid. The kid was in between this strange man and his mother. And they just kept going, the both of them. And, like, you could tell where the kid learned it from, the ability to not shut up. It was from the mother. And they just kept going. And the woman is talking to this guy about the dumbest shit. Like, she's like, yeah, so we got him a new car seat last week. And she's, like, going over the particulars about the car seat. And he's just like, Like, okay, like exactly what this guy wanted to discuss for 2.5 hours from DFW to Philly.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think he wanted to kill himself. It was going to be like Airplane with all the people trying to kill themselves.
Oh, yeah. So how old is the kid, though?
I don't know. He's probably like 5, 6.
And what was the kid saying? Like, yeah, my car seat's wicked awesome.
No, he wasn't talking about the car seat. He kept trying to bring the conversation back to Legos, which, I mean, he's like 6 years old. I get it. You know, your life begins and ends at Legos. But, I mean, she was just going on and on, and she kept, like, bringing up her husband. It was like she was going to town trying to talk to this guy, but then it was almost like she was making it a point to mention that she was married. She's like, bah, 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 doing this, doing that. My husband always says, and I'm like, "Will you? You're like going crazy talking to this strange guy, and then you're just like, my husband. Bah, 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 bah. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Well, I meant the strange guy, but probably the husband too, because you're mental.
All right, now you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
How do you handle that situation?
I put on headphones and I don't talk to her.
Because okay, so the flight starts and you're not allowed to have the headphones on,
right?
So do you just like pretend to go to sleep at first, or do you just wait it out and listen to her babble until you can turn on electronic devices and then put the headphones on?
You know what I think I would do? I think I would take the headphones and I'd put them around my neck to set the precedent that this is a temporary thing here, us conversing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we were, you know, on our way and in the air, and we could, I would be like, and then just kind of wait for a little break and throw those headphones right on and not take them off until we were landing.
As soon as there was a break in a topic.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as she like started talking to just the kid or whatever, I'd be like, boom, headphones. And then even if I wasn't listening to him, I would just keep them on because there's no telling what she's going to try to do.
Mm.
I think that would be my course of action. Because the sleep thing, eh, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like it takes more effort to pretend you're asleep. And B, I don't know, she didn't seem like the type of person that gives a shit.
That's
true. I think
she
just keeps talking.
She wouldn't even notice you were asleep. She would just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. At least if you had the headphones on, you might not notice that she was still talking. But yeah, just people on planes. I don't know. They all think they're your friends or whatever. I'm like, this is like an hour flight. We're not going to become friends here. Don't get any sort of ideas that we are now buddies. Just when we get off, you're going your way and I'm going my way, and I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah, I don't think I've never talked to anybody on a plane, I don't think.
I used to get people like chewing my ear off, and I've really cut down because I've become way more cynical and cold-hearted.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not. And so now I just ignore them. I know, it seems hard to believe.
I feel like at some point I probably talked to people on planes. But yeah, for the most part, I'm just like, I don't... I'm very bad at starting conversations or like... Like, if somebody, even if they initiated the conversation, it would be very difficult for me to continue it. You know, like, if they were like, hey, like, where are you going? Or, you know, what, you know, why are you going to Philadelphia or Texas or whatever? I'd give them a reason, but I wouldn't be like, oh, why are you going there? Like, I don't know, yeah. Like, that wouldn't really cross my mind, or I would just be like, oh, why are you going there? And they would kind of tell me, but I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
I actually had that happen. There was some lady when I was leaving in Boston and the last week, and I don't know how it came about. She was like, oh, where are you headed? And I was like, Dallas-Fort Worth. And then you could tell she wanted me to expound upon my answer, and I just refused to. I forget. I like got a bagel. I like cream cheesed up my bagel and walked away. Like, that's it. That's all you're getting. I'm going to Dallas. See you later. I'm not telling you what I'm doing. We're not discussing. I'm not asking you where you're going because I know you want me to. I know you want me to be like, oh my God, you're going to Cleveland for the weekend? That's great. Oh, you gonna go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Who gives a shit? I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, unless somebody, like, they seemed interesting or they said, like, something interesting, then maybe I would follow up.
Yeah. I mean, if, like, the Dos Equis guy was over there, the most interesting man in the world, and he's like, oh, where are you going? And I say, oh, well, I'm going to Dallas. Where are you going, sir? Tell me about your trip to Boise, Idaho, please. You know, but I mean, I'm not. Most of these people are fucking idiots.
Why would the most interesting man in the world go to Boise, Idaho?
because he's trying to spruce it up a little. Maybe it would make Boise a little more interesting.
That's a good point.
Well, anything would have to make Boise more interesting, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know. I just chose a dumb city.
Like, if I was talking to somebody and they were like, "Where are you going?" and I said, "Boston."
And I, you gonna catch the game?
And, well, God. And I said, "Oh, you?" And they went, "Oh, I'm going to I'm going to Boston too, but I'm taking I'm driving to New Hampshire because I'm reuniting with my band." I'd be like, "Really? You're in a band?" Especially if I didn't expect it from that person. And then I might ask a follow-up question because I'm like, okay, that might be kind of an interesting thing to hear about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it's like a little old lady, like she's going to tell me about her grandkids and shit like that. And I mean, I get it, but I've already probably gone through my pre-flight ritual of getting a couple beers before I get on the plane.
Do you always do that?
Yeah, I think we talked about it before. That's my pre-flight thing. I find the closest bar and I get a couple beers and I like mellow out. And then I usually just sleep on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. I did this time. Not the beers, sleep. But yeah. I don't know. I agree. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have tried to talk to me that do have, like, deep down they have some sort of interesting story. I can't invest myself in it. I just, not for me.
I also feel if I'm not getting a good enough vibe from them, then I just feel like I'm interrogating people. Or I feel like if I'm, because my mind is usually on like flying or wherever I'm going. So I'm not like open to the conversing with people.
Yeah.
So I start to give short answers. And then people are like, "Oh, do you have family there?" Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, stop interrogating me. Like, I didn't do it, all right?
We're not friends.
I want my
lawyer.
I don't
know why I just gave a Harrison Ford voice, but fuck off.
So, but I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I just have to be in the right frame of mind. And airports for me is not like the most convenient place to have a conversation. I mean, now if this was a few years ago, or if this was several years ago, and there was an attractive female, then maybe I would try to spark up a conversation. But really, I mean,
who's got time for it?
Yeah. I mean, that's working under pressure. I like to play the long game when winning over women.
I got you.
I like to just get under their skin until, you know, Bodela.
First, it's kind of annoying after a couple dates. Yeah. So I just didn't talk to many people. Philadelphia sucked. It was kind of gross. At least the airport was. But, you know. I'm close-minded enough to assume that translates into the rest of the city as well.
You didn't get a Philly cheesesteak?
No. I actually I had some really authentic Italian pizza. It's Sbarro.
Nice. The one that's been on the tray for 3 hours?
Oh, my God. It was so, like, it wasn't stale, but, like, it was just not. You know when you bite into like a good pizza and it like smushes a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that not like that.
No. There was like, you could tell that in between all the cheese and the sauce and the bread, somewhere in there was a layer of the grease that had dried.
Yes. Yeah, the grease was definitely dry because it was not dripping anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever. It's all right. Now, one interesting thing was I did eat a couple times at the old people home where my great aunt lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always interesting because they have this little dining room and whatnot. And all the old people get together. Every single person's got gray or white hair. And it's just a sea of old people. And they're all eating like the same three or four dishes. Like, I got the I got like the wild dish with the catfish. Like everyone else is just eating like chicken breast.
Hang on, back up a second. How does that work? Is it like a cafeteria or is it like more of a restaurant dining room?
No, it's more of a restaurant dining room. Now,
so do they have like a waitress that comes around and like takes your order?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they use the same area for the breakfast in the morning, and the breakfast is more of like a breakfast buffet kind of deal. Okay. But at night, and I think I don't know about lunch. I actually never eaten lunch there, but
like that's something that we would expect of you.
Yeah, sorry, I can't report on the lunch at the Arlington Village elderly home.
Yeah, holder of a Michelin star.
Yeah, right. But
surprisingly, I've never had lunch there.
But the dinner, yeah, the people come around and they take your order, and you get the menu. It's great because I feel like some of the old people, they write on it on the menu because there's like pen marks and stuff, and like there was a couple meals on mine that were like checked off, like they had them before or something. I don't know. And I'm like, you know, other people use these menus. You're not going to get the same menu tomorrow night, or maybe you will. I don't know. Well, apparently you didn't because I got it.
Yeah. Or maybe that person died.
Yeah, maybe they were dead. I don't know. So, I mean, like one of them was like numbered. Like, I don't know if maybe they numbered like what their favorites were. You know, like the pork was number one and the chicken was number two, but it was all out of order, so it wasn't like it was just down the list. So the food was good, but it was so basic. Like apparently they got a new chef and stuff, and like that's cool and all, but it must be so, if you're like a real chef and you take this job because like it's good pay or something, and you want to be like an executive chef at some place or whatever. But then, like, everything has to be so plain because they're fucking old people. None of them are going nuts. I mean, I talked to my aunt. This is serious. She did not know what chicken parm is.
How does she not know what chicken parm is?
I don't know.
I mean, didn't they have that before she went into the joint? Like,
yeah, right? She's 93. She just learned at 93 years old what chicken palm is.
I don't understand how that's possible. Like that was a thing before she went into the old people home, right?
It's been a thing for a while. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's like no Italians down there.
Do you think she was just fucking with you?
I don't know. Because she was she was asking questions about it. I don't think she was fucking with me.
Maybe she thought it was cute. Like, you know how sometimes with a kid, like, you'll tell them the wrong thing and they'll get a big giggle out of it?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, no, you're being silly. Maybe she was trying to do that with you because she forgot. She didn't realize how much older you were. She just assumed that you were still a little kid because she's so much older than you. So she was hoping that you would start giggling like an idiot and be like, oh, Auntie, you're so silly.
She wants her 26-year-old great-nephew to sit there.
You know what chicken parm is.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, maybe. I don't think that was the case, but yeah. No, it's funny. It's just everything's so plain. And then you get the dessert menu, and it's like chocolate pie, apple pie, no sugar added apple pie, which I can't even imagine how it tastes. And then bread pudding, and then like no sugar added butterscotch pudding or something. It's all like wicked old people shit. It's awesome.
And then at the very bottom, it just said, a handful of Werther's Originals.
Someone just comes by and slaps it down on the table. Oh, Yeah, I guess they have wine one night a week.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's like Wednesday night or something. It's not like it's Friday.
That's because it's easy to remember, Wine Wednesday.
Yeah, you're probably right. They had a singer there. Did I send you the video? I should send you the video.
No, you didn't send me the video.
Well, they had, like, they bring in entertainment for the old people. And they post every day. Like, they got a little itinerary of what's going on. It's like bingo is in the crafts room. And, you know, someone's doing the rowing machine in the gym. And I don't know. I'm just making shit up right now. But they put up, and it's like, in the dining hall, so-and-so is going to be singing. And I was like, yes, I can't wait. Because, I'm just going to walk by and watch the insanity. And so I go by, and there's this balcony that I can look off. And I look out, and there's just a sea of old people in the dining hall with all their chairs turned around, watching this big black guy. He's huge, and he's singing Old Man River. He's the only black dude there. I mean, every single person at this place is white, except for him. And he's singing Old Man River. Oh, it's so good. I took a video of it. It was absolutely genius.
You have to send that to me. So
I will.
We have to put it up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's not that long, but it's worth putting up. So wow.
I was expecting that you had there was some kind of like a Sinatra ripoff that was going to be like Tommy Fontaine.
That would have been great. But then again, they would have been like, oh, what is this guy, Spanish? But, yeah, no, it was pretty hilarious. And all the old people, right, like it's all one giant building. And they all live in condos. And it's pretty nice, actually. But what they do, because they don't have, like, they don't have an outside or, like, a, you know, there's no, they don't have a doorstep or anything. It's just out into a hallway. So they decorate out in front of their condos in the halls.
Oh my God! Is it like that Seinfeld episode?
It's Anytown, USA.
Oh my God!
I'm not even joking. That's what me and my mother were calling it. They put shit out there, but some of the shit is so weird. Like one of them, like my aunt, she has like a wreath, and then like there's like a little potted plant like next to the door, and it's very like normal, and all of them have their name on their door. I'm like, okay, like that, you know, that's nice and old lady-ish. But like one person has this like this wizard looking thing on a table. They put a table out there. And there's like this, I don't know if it's supposed to be an Indian or a wizard. Either way, it's weird. And it's wearing like this blue robe and it's got like this long flowing hair. I took a picture of it. We'll put it up. And there's another one that just stuck a bunch of stuffed animals outside the door.
Oh, God. Did anybody have a screen door?
No, okay. No. I really wish. One person had a rocking chair, just like Kramer. There was one that had, I'm not even joking, it was a table, and it had like a place sitting, fucking utensils out there.
Wow.
But it looked like it was just for show. Like, I don't think anyone actually used it. It was just so weird. And there's so many people had, like, fake animals out there. There was, like, bullfrogs and so many fake dogs. But they're allowed to have dogs. So I don't know why you need the fake dog.
Because dogs are just too much to deal with.
I mean, a few of them have dogs, but not many. I mean, I'd say only a handful. But, yeah, so they have, like, I can't tell you how many little, like, pewter dachshunds were out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was great. No, I was going to say, there was one apartment that had all this Jewish stuff out front. It must have been the only Jewish person that I saw there. And it was like, shalom and everything. It was like, I don't think there's that many Jews in Texas. But they were showing it off.
Wow. Now, do you think it's like, was the setup similar to like a dorm room almost? I mean, obviously their rooms were bigger, but like, or is it when you say like a hall? Because it's a hallway.
Yeah.
You said, right. Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe condo isn't the right word. Maybe apartment is a better word.
Okay. But are they close enough, like, that it's kind of like a dorm atmosphere almost?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, they're all very close.
So are they leaving doors open and people, like, wandering in and out of rooms and shit?
Now, most everyone had their door closed, but there was this one woman that is across the hall from my aunt. And she just leaves the door open? Like, I think she's, like, inviting intruders.
she's just laying on the sofa in front of the door, naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Her name was Mrs. Robinson, actually. Then there was this other one. It had a sticker on the door, and there was, like, a surveillance camera on the sticker. And it, like, made, like, some sort of, like, vague threat of, like, surveillance and or violence if you entered. I should have taken a picture. I don't know why I didn't take a picture of that one.
Because you were afraid of violence.
I was like, I'm going to get the hell out of here.
You were like, I don't care if these old people are crazy. They probably are allowed guns in there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's Texas.
They may think I'm a fucking commie and try to kill me.
Yeah. So, it was pretty wild. But I got a couple pictures and of the old people, and I'll have to send that over.
It sounds like you're on safari. I got a couple pictures of the old people.
It was like every time I'd go out of my little apartment. Well, see, we had like a little apartment there.
Wait, you were staying there?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention this. I stayed with the old people.
How is that?
I can't believe I left that out. So up on the third floor, there's like a guest apartment, but it's like you're right in the middle of the old people. So, like, I mean, it was nice enough, you know, it was a little living room and kitchen and bedroom and bathroom and all that stuff. But, like, I come out and it's just like old people, like, going down the hall, and there's Greg with his, you know, his shorts and his t-shirt and tattoos and backwards baseball cap. And I'm just walking along, saying, hey, how's it going?
you had your own bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because okay. I just imagine you, like, getting up in just your t-shirt and boxers, just throwing a towel over, being like, morning.
Oh, it would be so good if there was a shared bathroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I stayed there. It was something.
Now, were you sharing the guest apartment with Sue? Okay.
Yeah.
And was your sister there too, or?
Yeah. It was tight squeeze.
Okay.
I was on a cot out in the living room, which it was so uncomfortable that I just took the mattress off the cot and put it on the floor. I slept on the floor.
Mm.
Which wasn't great, but whatever. It was better than that fucking cot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lasted on that thing for about 5 minutes before I was like, nah, this is not happening.
So, yeah. So did you have any weird interactions with the old people? Like, did somebody think that they were your son, like, you were their son or something, or nothing like that?
Not that weird. Now, they kept forgetting, like, I met a couple of them, like, the first day. It was like, oh, this is so-and-so, and, you know, this is my nephew Greg, blah, blah, blah. Oh, nice to meet you. And then the next day, we'd do the same thing all over again.
Oh.
Oh, hey, nice. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I met you yesterday. And they're like, no. Like, I would actually say it sometimes. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know, you're so – or I don't remember names very well, but they didn't remember me at all. It's also kind of hard to tell the difference between them because they're all just old, you know? Like, they're all old people with white hair. And I can't, there's so many of them, I couldn't keep them straight.
And they, especially the women, they get to a point where, like, they're all kind of the same shape.
Yeah.
They all have the same haircut.
All the same haircut. They're all, like, 5 feet tall.
They all wear the same frame glasses.
Yeah. And they all wear the same, like, outfits, the blouses with the rhinestones and all this, you know, and the white pants. And
yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, it's weird.
That and there's hardly any men because they're all died off. You know, there's a few guys there, but I mean, I would say the women outnumber them at least 3 to 1.
Now, how were they reacting to the news that Michael Douglas got cancer from oral sex? Because, I mean, STDs are pretty popular in those places.
That's what I was telling my mom and my sister. They were like, that's disgusting. That's not true. And I was like, no, that's a big thing down there.
Wait. Down there, like, in Texas, in retirement homes?
No,
or, like,
no.
Below the pants?
Actually, I guess I meant just in... I guess I meant in the retirement homes.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they just, I mean, I guess they figure, like, you know what? My pots don't work. There's no point in using protection. And then you know,
they're like, fuck it. I'm going to die anyway.
Right. So they're just spewing STDs all over the place. Like an STD spewing machine.
Yeah. They're like, I'm on enough medicine that it'll probably be okay.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sterile, whatever. But yeah. Cholesterol medication does not stop crabs, believe it or not.
You know, I hadn't heard that one, but...
So yeah, it was an experience.
Well, it sounds like quite the adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we might actually have enough for an episode.
Yeah.
Before we actually do close out, was Cosmo happy to see you?
He was very happy to see me. He doesn't, like, he's not usually looking to be picked up, but he trotted right over to me and just, like, put himself up, like waiting, just like, pick me up. Just go ahead. You could tell. So I grabbed him, and he went nuts.
Because I think I said something to Rachel about you being in Texas, and she was like, where's Cosmo? I was like, Cosmo's just hanging out at the apartment.
Yeah, he didn't do much, obviously. He's Cosmo. He doesn't do much, but...
He's got people that take care of him.
Yeah.
So, although, I did, I do have an impression of Cosmo.
You have an impression of Cosmo?
Yes.
Oh.
I was joking around with Rachel. I did an impression of Cosmo.
Does it have the voice?
No. It's essentially this.
Okay.
Which is essentially what he does every once in a while. Especially when he gets excited. He's like...
So. That's true. He sounds like a gross little pig.
Yeah, he just starts getting very... Yeah. That's my Cosmo impression.
All right. I was like, is he going to talk or what? Because typically he doesn't.
Yeah, no. It's a legitimate impression.
But, oh, okay. I was waiting for you. Hi, I'm Cosmo.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cosmo. Fucking hysterical.
Try the veal.
Don't forget to tip your waitress. No, my impression of Cosmo is not him doing stand-up on a cruise ship. Although, if you want, I can come up with one.
Somebody, please, take my wife.
I don't get no respect. They want me to pee outside. And my owner, he dishes out water and limits how much I can drink. What is that? It's like being in prison in Texas, right, guys? Right?
Am I right?
Who's from Texas around here? You know what I'm talking about.
Now is he telling the jokes to people or other dogs?
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
You know, see, I, He hates other dogs, so I think he's probably telling it to people.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's a people thing.
Yeah.
Because I think he's like, hey, who's from New Jersey here? Huh? What exit?
Oh, well, he's got to be better than Joe Piscopo.
And he's like, I'm so glad to be here with you guys tonight. I just flew in from Boise, Idaho, and boy, my arm's tired. That's how he ends every joke. He either says, am I right? Or he just goes,
Like Don Finucci.
You should please join Vine and just make all your videos Cosmo saying stupid jokes.
I could do that. It really wouldn't be that hard.
That would be fantastic.
I just prop him up in a chair and just... All right, maybe I will join Vine.
It's either that or just random movie jokes. You just have him sitting on the couch next to Chris, and he just goes, you ever seen a grown man naked? all right. So that's But You're Wrong for this week. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butcherwrong. Twitter, BYW Podcast. YouTube, youtube.com/BYW Podcast also. And check out my books, Work in Progress and Not My Problem, on Amazon Kindle. We'll try to put up the video of Old Man River on YouTube and some of the pictures on Facebook.
I'll have those over to you.
Remember, folks, no regrets, and old people are dirty down there.
They don't trim.
Oh. Oh, that just makes it worse.